Everyone here this morning is more or less familiar with the fundamental principles which we advocate and which we teach and which we accept as the truth of being, of God and man, the truth that Jesus said we would know and the knowledge of would set us free. Many of you, I would say all of you, have listened to many beautiful words of truth over the past weeks, months, and years, and all of you have been brought to a better understanding and a clearer realization of the truth as it was given to us in the teachings of Jesus and practiced and applied by Him. All of you have come into the knowledge that God and man are not separate and apart, but are one. You know that God is universal, infinite mind, and the only reality there is. And God is the good, the only good, here, there, and everywhere, filling all of heaven and all of earth. God is in whom we actually live, move, and have our being. And God is the presence by whom we are maintained and sustained, and from whom we draw all of our substance, spirit, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, life, and health. God gives and supplies all of our needs. Having come to a better understanding as to whom, what, and where God is, the next step is to carry it out in our daily life. It is the continuous practice of anything that we may learn. It is the use of the things that you know that counts in your life. You may know a whole lot of truth, but unless and until you bring it into practical use, it is useless and it is worthless. The value of anything is in its daily practice. And therefore, we must apply the truths that we know as we begin to see them and as we come to understand them. We must know that the daily practice of the knowledge that we have gained will be the means by which we will bring into our lives greater joy, greater peace, more health, more harmony, and more of the things that are necessary in this life to make it sublime and beautiful. We're not teaching anything new here, for there is nothing new in reality. The truth which was, is today, and will be tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, until eternity. The truth that we discover today has existed throughout the ages. However, it is being viewed in a new light, with a better understanding, and with a clearer view of the infinite principles. This truth was perceived by the great master as being true of him and true of every single child of God. And therefore, it is true of all of us. As he is or was, so are we in this world. Jesus was the great example for all of us. There is no other example by which we should measure up than the great soul who lived in the true consciousness of his oneness with God and the truth that he perceived as being true of himself is the same truth of you, of me, and of all of us. This is good news to many people, and for all people, for how many people are still living today in darkness and misunderstanding, living in fear and in dread, living in sickness and in sorrow, living in poverty and want? How many people today are living full of doubt and full of fear as to the things that are to come? You, however, have an understanding of God who God is, what God is, and where God is. You know that God is not far off, but is very near, nearer than breathing, closer than hands and feet. You know that God is good, altogether good, and only good. And you know that God is life and life only. You know that God is love and that love includes all of us, protects all of us, and shields all of us. And it strengthens all of us when we begin to think of the omnipresence of God, of love, goodness, peace, power, mind, intelligence, the one and only Spirit, and that you and I are actually living and having our existence in this one and ever-present life, this love, this goodness, this health, and harmony. What a wonderful light comes to the soul that is beginning to realize, for the darkness does not always understand it. The light of truth, and this truth of God, is for you to acknowledge. It is for you to see. It is for you to believe in. It is for you to make use of. As you apply this truth of your being in your everyday practical life, it will brighten your path and it will change many things that you experience. It will cause sorrow and sickness to flee away as you acknowledge the one and only power, the one and only presence, the one and only mind and intelligence that is the light, all of life, all of harmony, and all of health. The world is in desperate need of the truth that we know. It is in need of a better understanding of the same old truth that has existed ages and ages and ages. Everywhere, men and women are beginning to awaken to this truth. They are beginning to see the light which will lead them into a better understanding and on to a perfect day of realization of the oneness of God and man. How many of us here today can honestly say that we believe we are one with God? How many of us here today actually believe and accept that God is here right now, living every one of us and causing us to see the light? And he is living each and every one of us and causing us to realize more fully the health and the harmony that is for each and for all of us. How many of us actually believe that we are the living temples of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in us? How many teachers, practitioners, and ministers actually believe and carry it out in their everyday life? It is first the meditating on this truth that gives us a better understanding. We must ponder these things in our heart, and then from the heart will come a greater understanding. As we accept this truth, pure and simple, we will be enlightened by that truth. And as Jesus said, the knowledge of that truth will set us free. It will set us free from anxiety, from doubt, from fear, and from any inharmonious condition, whether they be mental or physical, the moment we acknowledge the truth and we put it into practice. Therefore, it is the practice of the truth that is the next step after hearing and accepting the words of truth. When we realize that we are more than mere physical bodies, when we realize that we are spirit made in the image and after the likeness of God, our Creator, when we begin to see and to understand this, then the very things which we have prayed for, they are with you and in you, and you are one with them. Man is like unto God, made in his likeness and after his image. And this very truth of God and man was proved by Jesus Christ, and it must be proved by each of us. The difficulties that come into our lives are not to be despised, but they will help us in the understanding. If we will stick to the truth, apply the truth through thought, through word, and through deed, we will grow in our understanding. Many people have accepted this truth and were elated over it. But after a while, some difficulty arises, and they are greatly disappointed, thinking and believing that no such thing could ever come to them. It is not sufficient that we have faith in God. We must accept this truth. We must practice it every day in our thoughts and our words and in our daily life. When we apply the truth we know, we become so conscious of God's presence that we are always abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, where no harm shall come near us. Therefore, mere faith in God is not enough. Most people have faith in God. All Christians profess faith in God, and still sometimes their lives are full of sorrow, full of sickness, poverty, and need. It is not sufficient to have faith in God and a belief that there is a God out there somewhere that can only be reached after death. We must come to know God. We must commune with Him. We must acquaint ourselves with Him. Don't the scriptures tell us, "Acquaint now thyself with Him and be at peace, for much good shall come to you thereby"? And so we must follow this advice and acquaint ourselves with God. All true seekers of truth are to this end, to acquaint all of us with God and with our real selves. Divine science is a practical Christianity, and it introduces people to the one power, the one presence, and the one life. It reveals this presence, God, to them as their indwelling Lord. It reveals to them God as universal good. It reveals that one mind, the divine mind, constitutes our mind. Divine science reveals the real truth of our being, and it holds the real man, made in the likeness and image of God, before our eyes. Then, for the first time, we begin to know ourselves. Many of us did not know ourselves until we learned the truth. It is then that we realized what we are. We learn that we are not just a bundle of nerves, blood, tissue, muscle, and flesh, and bones, and teeth. We learned that we are one with God. We learned that our true nature and being has unlimited possibilities and unlimited potentialities stored within our very souls. When we begin to discover the truth of our being, it is like discovering a rich gold mine. When we go after the treasure deep within our soul, we bring forth knowledge, understanding, wisdom, peace, harmony as the reality of our life. Truth is a wonderful thing. Jesus was asked, "What is truth?" And I ask you now, what is truth? No one can tell you what truth is. Everyone must discover what truth is for himself. We have talked about it. We've read about it. We've been given millions of illustrations concerning it. But after all that, we must discover it for ourselves. As a teacher and a minister, I may answer your questions according to the truth that I know, and yet you may not be satisfied with my answer because you do not see truth in just the same way that I do. And so it is that each and every one of us must discover for himself the truth of being. Every single soul must discover the truth that Jesus the Christ knew, that he taught, and that he lived. We must learn for ourselves that God is with us and in us and each and every one of us must practice the truth that we learn. It is the practice of the simple truth that gives us joy and happiness, that brings us health and strength, and that reveals to us more and more of life. It is not just believing it, it is the practice of it. Nothing is practical unless we make it so. We may have a wonderful car, but if it doesn't run, we get it nowhere. We may have a beautiful religion, but unless it works in our lives and solves our everyday troubles through the realization of it, it is useless. Therefore, unless the truth we know is carried out in everyday practical life, we will miss the practical value of it. It is not what we know. It is who we know. Get acquainted with God. Learn to know Him. We need to get a practical understanding of the simple truth of God in Jesus Christ, or God with us. When we mention the name Jesus the Christ, we do not refer to any person whatever. Jesus is ourself, the personality, the flesh. The Christ is the impersonal truth of God in each and every one of us. Jesus of Galilee was a man like every other man, but a most wonderful man in his understanding. He was the first to perceive the truth of his being as the Son of God, and he had the courage and the conviction to declare it. He had the conviction, the strength, and the courage to stand up before the multitudes and declare the truth of God. As he was, so are we. We need to understand this truth of God with us. This was Jesus' great message. When I speak of Jesus, I am not necessarily referring to Jesus of Galilee. Any person stands for Jesus, and the Christ is the impersonal truth of God in every person. It is the impersonal truth in each of us. It is God in each of us, Christ, the hope and glory. When we discover the truth of God in us and with us, then we must apply this truth in just the same way that Jesus did in all of his ways. God in him did mighty works. As we recognize this truth of God within us, it will be to us all that it was to Jesus. But we must prepare for this real revelation. The soul that acquaints itself with God and holds fellowship and communion with God will come to the same understanding that Jesus did and will reveal the Son of God, the Christ, in him. The truth, when perceived, begins to grow. It begins to grow in consciousness. It becomes more valuable and more beautiful and more powerful to you each and every day. As it grows, it reveals to us greater possibilities, more potentialities, life more abundant, and it gives us all that our hearts desire. Every one of us has some desire, and we all desire the best. Truth holds for each and every one of us the very best in life. As we believe in the good, we bring more good into our lives. If our soul is filled with fear, we will express fear. If our soul is filled with joy, we will express joy. We will express these things according to our consciousness. If we all enrich our soul, our mentality, and fill our soul with that which is good, we become conscious of the indwelling Spirit of God, understanding, wisdom, love, and the Spirit of God in us. When we begin to see and realize these attributes, we will be expressing God. We will manifest the good, the love, and the harmony. It is an inner light that comes to us, and then we will rejoice. As we practice the truth in our words, our thoughts, and our deeds, We bring our life into a different condition, a new condition, a better condition. Now, as students of truth, as practical Christians, we are being watched by people not of the same understanding. Some people think that we must be very odd and altogether a different class. Some people have even thought we were occultists. We are not different from ordinary common people, but our understanding differs. We see people in a different light. People are watching to see if we bring about health in our affairs, and it will bring confidence in others that have watched us when they have discovered what we have and what we practice. But people who do not understand are constantly looking to other people for their good, not to principle. We are often misjudged because people look to personality. They judge from appearance, not according to righteous principle. And it is for this very reason that we are being misjudged. Even our teachings are often misjudged because someone fails and falls below the mark of his high calling. Do the best you can. Always live up to the highest that you know. And speak well of yourself as well as your neighbor, because we are all alike to God. There is no difference. There is no high or low. There is no good or bad. God only knows his own as his likeness and his image, perfect, harmonious, and true. Let us then be true to ourselves, and in doing so, we will bring peace and harmony into our lives, and we will help others to do the same. Shall we begin now to practice? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable. Arrange yourself in your seat so as not to call any attention to your body. You might rest your feet on the floor and place your hands comfortably in your lap. And just relax. Be still and quiet your mind. Let go of all that is outside of this peaceful and holy sanctuary. Release all of those worrisome thoughts that are swirling around in your head. Forget that to-do list. Let go of any anger, any resentment. Oh, let go of any jealousy that may be harboring in your heart. And just be still. Be still. And go deep within to the center of your being, where our Father is waiting to welcome you with open arms. God our Father is the constant, changeless, perfect presence that is in us and with us always. This glorious presence expresses itself as the wholeness of life. This presence is the fullness of joy. It is infinite wisdom. It is beauty and goodness in never diminishing abundance. This presence is the ultimate in unconditional love, loving all of its creation without bias or favoritism. This presence is the all-sustaining power. It gives strength and courage and eliminates all fear and weakness. Let us practice spending quiet time in communion with this all-encompassing, all-loving, all-good presence, so that we may once again receive the endless blessings the Father bestows on his children, those who abide in him and love him with all their hearts. For the awareness of your presence in and through and as all of life, O most gracious and loving Father, we are grateful and we give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you, and he lifts your consciousness and gives you all that he is. Amen. Please stand.